Lesson 23. Text A. Would you like a shave or a haircut? A poor farmer who had always lived in the country and had never visited a big town won a lot of money, so he decided that he could now afford a holiday in an excellent hotel by the sea. When lunchtime came on his first day there, he decided to go and eat in the restaurant of the hotel. The head waiter showed him to his table, took his order, and went away. When he looked at the farmer again, he had a surprise. The farmer had tied his table napkin round his neck. The head waiter was very annoyed at this, and immediately told one of the other waiters in the restaurant to go to the man and inform him, without being in any way insulting, that people did not do such a thing in restaurants of that quality. The waiter went to the farmer and said in a friendly voice, "Good morning, sir. Would you like a shave or a haircut?"
Text B. What do the Romans do?
When in Rome, do as the Romans do, they say.
What do the Romans do?
They live in Rome, of course, and go to work by car or bus. But sometimes it takes too long that way, because of the traffic jams, so they walk.
In other words, the Romans do what everyone else does.
Yes, but they do it differently. Everything is different.
What do you mean?
Well, the climate's different for a start. It doesn't rain so much as it does in England. The sun shines more often.
I envy them the sun.
I know. You hate the rain, don't you?
I certainly do.
And a Roman really loves life. He knows how to enjoy himself.
They always eat spaghetti and drink wine, don't they?
Not always, but they like a good meal. Lots of tourists go to Rome just for the food, you know.
Really? How much does it cost to fly to Rome?
I don't know exactly, but it costs a lot of money.
7. Read the following conversation once. Underline the key words and retell to your partner the dialogue in your own words. Mrs. Smith meets Mrs. Turnbull. Hello, Mrs. Turnbull. How are you? Fine, thanks. How's your boy Jack? He's a bit tired. You know, he goes to school at 8 o'clock every morning. He doesn't get home till after 4. Then he does his homework after tea. It often takes him a couple of hours to finish it. Poor boy. They work hard at school nowadays, don't they? Does he like it? School, you mean? Yes, he does. He likes his teachers, and that always makes a difference. Yes, it does. Does he go to school by bus? No, he walks. He likes walking. He meets some of his friends at the corner, and they go together. What does he do when it rains? My husband takes him in the car. He passes the school on the way to the office.